Hey, Cascades. Today I have a guest. His name is Cam Daly. He is a pastor at Coquitlam Alliance Church, or CA Church, and he's going to be leading us through a special exercise to help us reflect on the past year and look forward to 2021. And this is where you're going to need your pen and paper. So I encourage you to go get those as Cam's going to lead us through this exercise.
Hey, Cascades. So good to be with you for Church Online. My name is Cam Daly. I'm one of the pastors at CA Church. In fact, I'm going to be starting a new church in the city of Port Moody in fall 2021. It's so excited to be with you all, and it's likely that you're at this time of year where the dust is beginning to settle a little bit. The presents are unwrapped. The eggnog is finished. You've watched your last Christmas movie. Maybe you did some online Boxing Day shopping, but for the most part, things have slowed down. Work has slowed down. And I hope that you've had a chance to relax and sit back a little bit. Perhaps we've been spending some time reflecting, looking back, thinking about the wild year that 2020 has been, thinking about what you may have done differently, what you'd do again, but perhaps also the blessings and the silver linings it possessed. Maybe you find yourselves dreaming of the future, thinking about what 2021 may bring, thinking of resolutions or faith goals, hopes and dreams for the new year. I want to take advantage of this natural reflective space you may find yourself in and lead you today in a little bit of an unorthodox message. I want to spend about half our normal message time leading us in a reflection slash faith exercise in the form of a letter to God. So hopefully you got the memo and you've got your pen and your paper ready. If not, maybe go and run it right now or hit pause. You see, reflection is a Christian practice. We see it throughout the Bible. The people of Israel had ceremonies and festivals built upon reflection. They would often reflect upon the Exodus event to remember what God had done in their life. I also think about the disciples. They would hear teaching or experience something while with Jesus, and they'd spend time debriefing and reflecting on the events. Lastly, and probably most relevant to the season we've just been walking through, in Luke chapter 2, verse 19, Jesus is born and the shepherds come to Mary and Joseph and explain all that happened, how they had seen the angels. And the text tells us this: all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all of these things in her heart and thought about them often. She reflected often upon what God had done and said to her. So this isn't some self-help idea or some new way of thinking. We are a reflective people, and that's what I hope that we can do today. If it helps you, maybe you can even just see this letter that we're about to write as a prayer in written form. Maybe that's a little less of a foreign concept for you, that we're just writing our prayers to God. Either way, I think you'll find today's exercise to be like an impactful experience in your faith journey as we close off 2020. So hopefully you did get the memo. I want to encourage you to pull out that pen and paper now, or maybe that laptop or iPad, but try not to check your emails or scroll through Facebook. Just focus in. Whatever will best facilitate you writing this letter. Maybe you're wondering, why am I asking you to write this down? Well, this letter, it's going to serve as a little bit of an archive or time capsule of sorts that you can date and seal in an envelope. And a year from now, you're going to be able to come back to it, look back at this letter, and see what God has done and is doing in your life. So as we begin, I want to encourage you, find a calm, reflective, comfy space for you to spend some time in. If you're playing this in the background while at work, or maybe you're cooking a meal, or the kids are bouncing off the walls, I want to encourage you maybe to hit pause and come back when you have some quiet and reflective time. So let's start this letter by addressing it. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to start this letter by addressing it, Dear God. You might want to write Dear Jesus, or to the Holy Spirit, Dear Father, whatever the intimate name that you use for God, write that down right now. And so I'm just going to give you a chance to do that. So after you've written that, I want to encourage us to start by thanking God. I know 2020 has been hard. I know it's been challenging. We all really just need a break. We can't wait to see the backside of this year. But I think if we reflect, there is reason to be thankful. And the scriptures compel us to be thankful. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 28 says this, "Praise the Lord, all people on earth, praise his glory and might." So we want to start this letter by writing praise. Start with what you're thankful for who God is. God, I praise you for who you are, because you are good, because you're gracious. Write down some of his qualities and his attribute. And then secondly, let's say thanks to God for what he has done. I know this is challenging in this time of year, but I can think of personal examples. I'm grateful that I've got to spend more time with my family, my wife this year. I'm thankful that my family and I haven't gotten the virus. I'm thankful that I've still continued to work. For my wife and I, 2020 has been one of the greatest years because our first daughter, our first child, Imogen Bright, showed up on the scene, and she has been such a blessing to us. So what's your silver lining? What are you thankful for? Before we write these things down, let's just pray to get our heart in the right place. Lord, this has been a challenging season. It's been a hard season. But Lord, also as we reflect and look back, would you bring to remembrance the qualities, the things about who you are, and also the things that you have done, the silver linings and the highlights of this year. Would you create in us a heart of thankfulness, a heart of blessing, a heart of encouragement that we are excited and thankful for all that you've done. Would you bring some of those things to mind for us now? In your name, amen. So I'm going to give you guys 2 minutes and we can just write down some of those things that we're thankful about, who God is and what he's done. All right, welcome back. Maybe that wasn't long enough for you. Maybe you need a little bit more time. One of the benefits of being online, the few benefits, is actually you can hit pause and spend a little bit more time if you need to. The second section that we're going to go into here is just spend some time seeking forgiveness from God. One of the things many people have spoken to me pastorally about in this season is sin. They've picked up habits to cope with the difficulties and the anxieties and the pain. They've made a mess of relationships. They have felt distrustful of God. They've become bitter or angry or anxious. Or maybe they've sinned more regularly. They've chased after things they thought would bring them peace or joy or pleasure, and it has failed them. And maybe you're feeling the same. Wherever you're at right now, whether your sins feel big or small, we can come before God and ask for forgiveness. as we look back at some of the maybe major events or the overarching themes of sin in our life in 2020, he is faithful to forgive us. I want to remind us about why we should do this. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says this, "But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness." Another place says that when we confess, something profound happens. In Psalm chapter 103, verse 12, it says this, "As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he has removed our transgressions from us." So in confession, there is forgiveness, cleansing, right relationship with God. These words do not define you that you're about to write down here, but they define how forgiving and great our God is. Through repentance, we can walk into 2021 as a forgiven and new people. So let's pray and ask God to reveal some things to us. Lord, would you bring to remembrance anything now that you're asking us to repent of? We want to be right with you. So in the words of the psalmist, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. God, point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." All right, you have 2 minutes. Let's write down some of those things. All right. Well, this next part, it's looking forward with expectancy, believing that God hears us, believing that God still works and is involved in our lives today. And so as we look to 2021, there are likely things that might be bothering you right now, things that are lingering from last year, or that perhaps we're going to encounter in the year to come. So this part is about coming to God in our time of need and saying, "God, will you help me with blank?" Or, "God, can you help these people with blank?" What are those blanks for you? It could be something you're worried about, fearful of, a problem you can't solve, concerns that you have, things that are causing you anxiety, a problem someone else is encountering right now and it's just bothering you. 2020 has perhaps created a long list of those things in your mind. But here's what the scriptures say. And Peter wrote this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "Give all of your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you." Or one of my favorite passages in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God to receive mercy and find grace in our time of need." So this is our opportunity for us to do that. Before we do that, once again, we're going to pray. and ask God to bring some of those things to our mind now. So Lord, we come before you now and we ask this question, God, would you help me with? God, would you help these people with? Many of us are thinking about concerns and worries and anxieties. And God, we want to come before you now and bring these things before you now, because as the scriptures have just reminded us, you care for us. God, you absolutely care for us. And as Hebrews encourages us, we are called to boldly come before the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. And so we come before you now, and Lord, would you bring to mind some of those things that we should bring to you in this moment? In Jesus' name. All right, let's spend some time writing down those things. God, would you help me with? God, would you help these people with? Fill in those blanks for yourself. All right. Well, this next section is, God, in 2021, as we think about this next year, would you help me to accomplish these things? These could be resolutions, New Year's resolutions that you might have, dreams, faith goals, things you want to implement in your life. And God is, I believe, he's sitting on the edge of his seat. He's waiting to hear from us. John chapter 14, verse 14 says this, yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it. See, when we ask God, he desires to give us good things as a good father. In another place in scripture, it says that because God is a good father and because he's a good dad, when we ask for something good, he won't give us something like contrary to what we're asking for. I think about my daughter. She's hitting this phase in her development where it becomes clear that she wants a specific toy or a specific thing. And being a good dad, if it's good for her, if it won't harm her, I want to give her those things. Maybe an example of this, as I was thinking about back a number of years ago, and I was needing to pay for Bible college and praying and seeking God and asking him that he would provide for me. I remember walking down to the mailbox, opening up a letter, it had my name on it, and there was the amount of money that covered the expenses for that year at school. I was totally blown away. I couldn't believe God's provision. Now, I'm not advocating for a prosperity gospel. He's not a genie who just provides for us whatever we ask for, whatever we need, but I do believe he is a good father that gives good gifts to his kids, and that if that thing that we are asking for is good, it aligns with his will, that he desires to come through for us in that way. And so right now, let's take some time to write down maybe some of those resolutions, those dreams, those faith goals, things you want to change, things you want to do. God, in 2021, will you help me to accomplish these things? Let's do that now. Well, hopefully you've had a chance to write down some of those resolutions, those goals, those dreams. I do believe that God wants to answer some of those prayers as you're writing them down, some of those goals and accomplishments that you're striving for. And now lastly, and it's kind of under the same point, but I wonder if we could take a few moments as we consider 2021 to ask the question this: who do we want to see come to know Jesus in this year? Who is someone that you will be praying for, sharing with, inviting, and intentionally reaching out to in this season? Who will you believe in faith and ask God to move in their life? I remember praying a really simple prayer like this once, that God would allow me to share with my grandparents about who Jesus is before they die. And a few months before my granddad had passed away, he started actually coming to our church and became a Christian. It was this incredible answer to prayer, someone who I'd been praying for and seeking for. And God is faithful to answer these kind of prayers. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, he doesn't want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to come to repentance. And so let's pray and ask Jesus to bring some people to mind now. Lord, as we think about 2021, I pray right now in each one of our hearts and minds, you would bring to mind someone, whether that's a single person or people that we need to be praying for, thinking about, intentionally sharing with about you and inviting and caring for in this season. And our prayer and our hope, the end goal is this, is that we, as we write down these names and we think of these people, that God, that you would do a work in their life and bring them to a saving knowledge of who you are. And so, Lord, would you bring to mind by your Holy Spirit who those people are now? In Jesus' name, amen. 2 minutes. Let's spend some time thinking about who those people are. Maybe God's brought some people to mind. Hopefully there's been some people who have come to mind right now. Maybe there's something you can come back to later. Finally, I do want to just give you a few moments to summarize. Add any last thoughts, anything unique that maybe didn't fit within the format that I laid out. Things that you want to write down and just add to this letter before we bring it to a conclusion. And so I want to just give you a few moments to do that now. All right, welcome back. I really hope that this has been a great exercise for you. I pray that as we were reflecting on 2020, as we looked ahead to 2021 and we brought these things before God, that this was an encouraging experience for you, a way of connecting with God and really just considering who He is, what He's done, how He forgives, and then also coming before Him to ask Him to do some things in your life. You know, it's been remarkable over the last few years. I've participated in this very exercise myself. I've led groups of people, other groups of people, to do this very same thing. And the amazing thing that I find time and time again is this, is that a year later, when all of a sudden we're opening that letter or we receive it in the mail, it's incredible to see the way that God is involved in our day-to-day and year-to-year. Things that I'd totally forgotten about that I'd shared with Him in that letter or wrote down in that letter. And I saw Him answer ways that He did like more than I could ask for or imagine. It's been an incredible experience. And I hope that you have this very same experience. And so to conclude, here's how you can kind of have that same experience as I did. You have one option. The first is this: take this letter, fold it up, put it in an envelope, write your name on the front, and then write in big, bold, or block letters, "Do not open until January 2022, okay? Put it somewhere safe. Maybe you can put it in the front of your Bible or just somewhere in your house where you know you're going to come across it. You're not going to lose it altogether. The second option, I believe there could be a huge payout for you if you're willing to do this, is take this letter, put it in an envelope, write on the front your full name, the best address where this letter could reach you in January 2022, and then come by here to Cascades Church and drop it off in the mailbox or at a future in-person gathering. You could also bring this and give it to one of the pastors here. And what they're going to do is they're going to take that letter, they're going to put it somewhere very safe, don't worry, and then a year from now, they'll take it, put a postage stamp on it, and put it in the mail, and unexpectedly, and this is actually a huge joy in this process, this letter arrives in your mailbox at your house, and it's in your writing, and you're super confused about it. You open it up, and you're blown away, because it's a letter that you wrote to God, and you can see God's faithfulness throughout this process. Well, listen, Cascades, that's all from me. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope this process has been so good for you, and it's been an honor to be with you. Have a great rest of your week.